Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Gail Martin and Carol Kelly. Each week, the ladies will bring you gardening and planting ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies and habitats, and great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Carol Kelly.
Hello again, everyone. Today, I want to talk about two very different types of insects, one a pest and the other a beneficial insect. Pest first. Bagworms. Overwintered, common bagworm eggs are hatching in southwest Ohio, so these pests will be in our area very soon. Bagworms actually are the caterpillars of a moth, and they damage a variety of ornamental shrubs. Their name reflects the fact that they hide themselves in cone-shaped bags about an eighth of an inch long that dangle in great numbers from the branches or leaves of shrubs. The tiny first instar bags are constructed with pieces of tan to reddish-brown sawdust-like frass, that is, caterpillar excrement, that they stick to the outside of the silk that they produce from their bodies. The bags resemble dunce caps. As the caterpillars mature, they begin weaving host plant debris into the silk, which provides structural stability and helps to camouflage the bagworms from predators as they feed, and can also make pesticide treatments challenging. The overwintered eggs hatched from within the female bags from the previous season. A percentage of the first instar caterpillars will crawl from the old bags and produce a strand of silk to catch the wind and balloon the tiny caterpillars to new locations. This behavior is one of the reasons bagworms often appear on host plants that had not been infested the previous season. Heavy rain and high winds can quickly destroy the delicate silk strands, but old bags will cling to twigs and branches, so you often may see shrubs festooned with bags from previous seasons like bizarre decorations. A single female can produce 500 to 1,000 eggs, meaning that populations can climb rapidly, and just a few females from last season can spawn damaging numbers of caterpillars this season. Understanding their life cycle, preferred host plants, feeding habits, and effective treatment methods are crucial for managing infestations and preserving the health of your plants. Next, I want to talk about an insect that not only is harmless, but whose larvae are actually beneficial, and as adults, make children of us all. Any night now, we may begin to see fireflies. While May nights were very chilly, with the higher daytime temperatures we are getting now, the insects hopefully will arrive as usual. May did give us plenty of rain, and wet springs lead to earlier firefly displays, likely because the larvae feed on the snails, slugs, and pill bugs brought out by the rain. The damper the soil is, the more plentiful these creepy crawlies will be, and the more food the young fireflies will have. As a kid, growing up in the metropolitan west side of Detroit, Michigan, I never saw fireflies until my grandparents began taking me along on nice, long summer vacations away from Detroit. Our destination was my grandfather's boyhood home county of Effingham to spend time visiting Gramps' brothers and sisters, my great aunts and uncles. It was a dawn to dusk journey in the 49 Chevy back in the days before the interstate highway systems or car air conditioning. Even today, it's a good 7-hour drive, but it was so worth it. I know Graham packed a big hamper full of sandwiches and other foods, since, of course, that was well before the days of fast food joints and the vast array of packaged snacks that we have today. All my relatives were farmers and had dairy cows, so by day I was free to roam the meadows and woods and get very well acquainted with chiggers. At night, I was mesmerized watching lightning bugs rising over the fields and hearing a cacophony of insect sounds, sounds that today are becoming quieter and more rare as insect populations decline. Sadly, it's been decades since I've been back, and all of those relatives I knew are long gone, but I cherish the memories of those summers down on the farm. Gotta say, though, I don't miss the chigger bites. Later, as a young teen, I camped with my Girl Scout troop at some of the various recreation areas within an hour or so north and west of Detroit, out near Holly, Brighton, and Pontiac, wilderness areas to a big city kid. although safe to say, much of that former wilderness now has been replaced by urban sprawl. Years passed before I encountered the bigger, brighter firefly species that my husband and I saw while camping in the woods in the Allegheny National Forest. Those had more of a greenish glow rather than the yellowish ones I was familiar with. And still later, when our kids were old enough that all of us could enjoy camping, we went to the Great Smoky Mountains, and oh my. But let's learn a bit more about these amazing insects in general before discussing the wonders of synchronous fireflies that live exclusively in the Smoky Mountains. First of all, whether you choose to call these bioluminescent insects fireflies or lightning bugs, just know that, properly speaking, they are neither flies nor bugs. They are beetles. The word bug is derived from an Old English word for beetle. While all bugs are insects, not all insects are bugs, although frequently we will all use the term that applies to the six or even eight-legged creepy crawlies that we may encounter. The key difference between true bugs and other insects is their mouth parts. True bugs suck, literally, and that's how they feed. They have specialized, piercing, and straw-like mouthparts that they use to suck, mostly fluids from plants, but some, like bedbugs, feed on animals. And, of course, there are stink bugs, squash bugs, cicadas, aphids, leafhoppers, and so on, all these true bugs. There are more than 2,000 species of fireflies worldwide, with approximately 125 species here in North America alone. Now, just as with plants or other animals, fireflies are habitat-specific. Some will be found only near a marsh area, for example. Others in a deep forest. Some prefer more open areas. Some are up in treetops. Some are down low. And this also generally indicates the different species. There even are some fireflies that spend their entire life cycle underground or underwater. Despite their name, though, not all fireflies produce adults that glow. Those in the western United States are not equipped to produce light. But even these that do not flash or glow as adults, they do glow as larvae, and that's one of the criteria for being a lightning bug, starting life as a glowworm. Older listeners surely will recall the song popularized by the Mills Brothers. Now, I'm not about to sing it, but besides the chorus of "Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer," there also are the lines, "Glow, little glowworm, fly of fire, glow like an incandescent wire, glow for the female of the species, turn on the AC and the DC." The lyrics are actually accurate since it is exclusively the males that fly around, using their flash to attract the attention of the females. Each species has its own pattern of light flashes that only the female of his species will respond to, and the color, again, depending on the species, may be yellow, green, or orange. When one of them catches the female's eyes, she will bend her abdomen a certain way, and while she usually has just a tiny little light, she will aim it at the male she wants, flash briefly, and hopefully he sees it, lands, and they mate. Apparently, the light also communicates to predators that the insects are not tasty. They produce unpalatable defensive steroids for protection. Firefly blood contains a defensive steroid that tastes really gross to predators, and these quickly learn to associate the bad taste with a firefly's light and learn not to eat bugs that glow. From time to time while working in the soil in my yard, I turn up one of these glowworm creatures, and their little lamp segment clearly marks them as a firefly. Firefly larvae live for about a year before becoming an adult. The average lifespan of the adult firefly is only about 2 months. Okay, so how do they flash? Well, when a chemical called luciferin inside their abdomen combines with oxygen, calcium, and adenosine triphosphate, a chemical reaction occurs, producing the most efficient light in the world. Nearly 100% of the energy in the chemical reaction is emitted as light. In comparison, an incandescent light bulb emits a paltry 10% of its energy as light. The other 90% is lost as heat. Luciferase, and note, by the way, this word derives from the same Latin root as the name Lucifer, has proven to be a useful chemical in scientific research, food safety testing, and forensic tests. When luciferase was first discovered, the only way to obtain the chemical was from the fireflies themselves. Today, synthetic luciferase is available, but some companies do still harvest fireflies, which may be contributing to their decline, just as are the populations of so many other wild creatures. Environmental toxins, such as pesticides and herbicides, habitat fragmentation, climate change, and habitat destruction are some reasons that other species are becoming more scarce as well. And consider this. If a field where fireflies live is paved over, the fireflies can't simply migrate to another field. They disappear forever. An additional problem, particular to fireflies, is light pollution. This is also a growing problem for egg-laying sea turtles, migrating birds, and various other species. But today that's beyond the scope of our consideration. Lights are devastating because no firefly can compete against a glaring outdoor light. A very simple thing to do is to turn off the lights outside when you're in for the night. A lot of people seem to feel that they have to have many floodlights surrounding their yard. Well, that certainly puts a huge damper on the love life of fireflies. Where mating cannot occur, obviously, firefly populations will drop. If you feel that a yard light is necessary, please consider a motion detector type of light that will turn off automatically once whatever triggered it retreats. I referred earlier to the larvae as beneficial. This is because they are carnivorous and especially enjoy snails. Adult fireflies, those species that feed at all, usually live off nectar and pollen, although there are a few species that are cannibalistic. But a final word before I close, since in my opening remarks I did mention firefly displays in the Smoky Mountains. Synchronous fireflies are one of at least 19 species of fireflies that live in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. They are the only species in America whose individuals actually can synchronize their flashing light patterns. However, they do not always flash in unison. They may flash in waves across hillsides, and at other times will flash randomly. Synchrony occurs in short bursts that end with abrupt periods of darkness. They flash 6 times quickly, followed by 6 seconds of dark, and then they all flash again, and then it's dark again. No one is sure why the fireflies flash synchronously. Competition between males may be one reason. They all want to be the first to flash. Or perhaps if the males all flash together, they have a better chance of being noticed, and the females can make better comparisons. If you do a Google search for synchronous fireflies, you will find videos where you may view this phenomenon, although obviously it's not nearly as impressive as actually being there in person. The event is so popular and amazing that thousands of people annually take part in a lottery to allow them to visit certain areas of the park during the peak mating season for the fireflies, which, depending on weather patterns, lasts for approximately 2 weeks. Since 1993, this peak date has occurred at various times, from the third week of May to the third week in June. If you wish to plan a trip to the Smokies next spring, Google also can lead you to a website that will allow you to take part in the lottery. However, you must be ready by May to enter. This year, the lottery opened on May 2nd and closed on May 5th. Chances of winning this lottery are not great. Over 20,000 people entered each year, and this year, according to recreation.gov, only 960 total passes will be awarded, meaning only 120 vehicles per night will get the chance to see this natural event. That number is down from the 1,120 passes total awarded in 2024. This is Carol Kelly saying, I hope you enjoyed today's segment and that you see lots of fireflies in your yard this summer. Just remember that if you want to catch some fireflies, you can keep them in a jar with a piece of damp paper towel on the bottom and holes punched in the lid for air. But after a day, or two at the very most, you need to set them free to continue their brief but precious life in the green outdoors.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wander. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Thank you.
fire, fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boweevil. Illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Here's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.